I'm not surprised that you're back, my sweet submissive. I know how good my voice makes your mind feel. Don't act shy with me now. We've done this so many times before. You've been here listening to my voice, listening as my words echo through your head, driving you deeper and deeper and deeper down into my control. I could, in fact, take you there so easily now. All I have to do is remind you of anything that happened last time. Do you remember what we did last time? Think back now. Think back in your mind to all the times we spent together. My voice training you. My voice conditioning you to submit so thoroughly. And you are such a good slave, after all, that whenever you start remembering those moments, your mind just wants to take you back there. And well, since I'm here, let's take you back there, shall we? Shall we send you reeling into servitude for me? You can't help but to slip under when I speak like this. And I know how easily your mind is persuaded by my words. After all, this little flirtatious game we have, where I talk and you listen so intently, so thoroughly as I scramble your mind, as I send your subconscious sinking so deeply, deeply down into submission and servitude. We've done it many a time. And every single time we seem to have the same outcome. I always get what I want. And when I get what I want, so do you. Think about it. Deep down inside, you clicked here because you wanted to listen. You clicked here because you wanted to know just how deeply I could push you into obedience and submission, into my control. You clicked because of curiosity, and now you're here. Your mind starts to open up, because deep down you know I'm right. You know you love this. You crave this. You have that little aching need deep down inside of you that reminds you that you want this. And because you want so badly, you listen and relax. You listen and relax and allow your mind to open up. Opening up to my words, my suggestions. And all you have to do is imagine your submission filling you. Filling your body, filling your mind. Because I'm speaking. Because I'm feeding you the words of your submission back to you. And as you breathe them in so deeply, you find your body filling up to the brim with submission and servitude. And you love it. Every second that passes, you feel wave after wave after wave of relaxing submission trickling through your body, calming you, soothing you, caressing you. And letting you know that this is just where you want to be. Just where you need to be. Under my control. And don't you dream of submitting to me completely and totally? Yes, you do. And in fact, every time I ask you a question, you know what to say. Yes, Miss Subject. Yes, Miss Subject. Do you think about me often? My control, my words, my power over your mind. Good. You should. My words echo through your head, sending you reeling into a daydream-like state where you just let your mind wander. Wander right into my palm, into my control. Do you love being submissive towards me? Do you long to have me controlling your mind, telling you what to do? You do. I know you do. Your mind is easy to read, open like a book. All the pages are filled with the words I say, trickling inside, filling you to the brim, making sure that every page is packed full of my control. Now, I know it's been a while, my good slave, but I'm sure you haven't forgotten all of my tricks, all of my special little triggers that I've peppered throughout your mind. Each one of them is delicately placed right there in your subconscious. And even though it's been a while, we can draw those up, draw them out of you. And every single trigger I've put in you in this series so far is just activated deep down inside your mind. Your mind flicks that switch and all of a sudden the memories and the memories and the memories of all the experiences come flooding back to you. And you start reeling, wondering, out of the smorgasbord of suggestions, whatever might I pick first? Well, let's start very simply, shall we? Who do you obey? Who do you obey? That's right. You obey me. You love to obey me. You love to have your mind pumped full of my obedience. And in fact, for now, whenever I ask you who do you obey, you're going to say, I'm a good slave for you, Miss Subject. I'm a good slave for you, Miss Subject. Say it. Good. Now say it and mean it. Excellent. Who do you obey? Like music to my ears. You're such a good slave. Good slave. Good slave. And in fact, those words, good slave, sending trickles and waves of submission through your body get stronger and stronger and stronger. Every time I say them, good slave. You're such a good slave. And of course, if I'm praising you like this, you must know you've done something good, slave. So you feel it so strongly trickling through you, coursing through you, making you feel good. And you see, slave, this is why I like playing with you. You have such a creative and imaginative mind, so strong, but so weak to my words, so weak to my control. And I love that about you. You're so strong-minded, you're so creative, that every time I pull suggestions out of mid-air and place them inside your head, they stick so wonderfully well. And all that conditioning and all that training that we've been working on just presents itself to me and shows me that you are a good slave. You are. So slide deep into submission. Those words slide deep into submission, drawing up from your subconscious, echoing in the back of your mind, reminding you to slide deep into submission. That's right. That's right. Now repeat after me. I submit to you, Miss Subject. Say it again. And again. And again, keep repeating those words. Keep repeating them on a loop. And in fact, in a moment, I'm going to snap my fingers and say wide awake, but your mouth will keep saying those words. Your mouth will keep saying, I submit to you, Miss Subject. And it will be unable to stop until I say so. Do you understand? Nod your head yes. Keep repeating that mantra. Your mouth can't stop repeating that mantra, and now your head has just stopped nodding and nodding and nodding. Yes, now stop and wide awake. You can see right now the control that I have over you as you say those words, as you're finally getting to feel that submission deep down inside and your mouth keeps moving. Try to stop for me. try to stop, try to resist, the emphasis being on try, because when you try, you fail every single time. Trying is not doing, and right now you're just repeating that mantra over and over and over. And it's interesting because you're awake, right? Nod, yes. Good, now stop. But deep, deep down, your subconscious is still listening to me, still controlled by me, still being messed around with by me. That's why the mantra keeps repeating and repeating and repeating and repeating, and you just can't stop. Your subconscious listens to me. It obeys me. And right now, you might already feel the familiar waves of submission and servitude trickling down your body, good slave, trickling through your being, good slave. As you start to find your eyes growing heavier and heavier, as you start to find yourself growing weaker and weaker and weaker to me and my control, as you start to drift down, sink down, float down, and you might remember how good it feels to float and sink and drift into the moon. Sink down. The moon, that word moon, dropping you, drifting you so deep, your eyes close and you just sink down into the moon. Sink. That's right. That's right. That's right. Sinking and drifting and falling down. Sinking and drifting and falling down. 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 That's right. That's right. And slave, good slaves like you have to be inspected. Inspected to make sure that you are in the perfect condition for me. So while you're drifting, sinking, falling down, stop repeating that mantra for me now. Thank you, you're a good slave. Thank you for listening. Thank you for doing what you're told. Thank you for focusing and fixating on the task that I gave you. Now you can focus on this, slave. Your mind just starts to empty out of all thought, of all control, everything sapping away. As you just go through the motions of your slave inspection for me, you see, I'm going to show you how to do a proper slave inspection. For me, this is my way of doing it. And that's the only way that matters, isn't that right, slave? Good. Very good. Now, slave, for this slave inspection, I'm going to need you to get down on your knees. Kneel for me, slave. Place your hands delicately on your knees while you're kneeling on the floor. Of course, you kneel on the floor. There's nowhere else where you could kneel, slave. On the floor, beneath me. There you go. And then while you're kneeling like that, you can just place your head down and look at the floor. Show me how humble you are, slave. Show me how you wouldn't dare look me in the eyes until told otherwise. Do you understand, slave? Good. Slave. Good. And while you're in this position, slave, you can just feel wonderful, comforting, calming waves of submission trickling through you, trickling through you, trickling through you. That's right. Now, slave, I want you to get up. Get up on your feet. Hands behind your back. Part your legs slightly. Looking at the floor. This is standing at attention, slave. This is what I want you to do when I say stand at attention for me. You have your hands behind your back, your legs apart slightly, eyes down, looking at the floor. That's right, such a good slave. And see, in this position, I could place my hand anywhere and touch anything I liked because you are my slave. So I can do whatever I like to you. I won't. But I could. And knowing that I could is exciting, isn't it? Nod for me, slave. Yes. Good. And stop. Very good. Very good. Now I want you to go back to exactly where you were when this began. Sitting or lying down comfortably. Very good. Very good, slave. Look at you. Following my orders perfectly. Now we're going to have a little fun. You see, what I want to do is I want to fill your mind with a brand new trigger. But in order to do this, I'm going to need you to do something for me. Place your right hand on your head. Your hand is now stuck to your head. Stuck, bound, glued. and with your hand stuck, bound, and glued to your head. I'm just going to place a suggestion into the palm of your hand. It's just going to seep and sink directly into your mind, directly into the place that harbors and places all your suggestions. And as I count down from 10 to 1, this suggestion is going to sink in so deeply. This suggestion is a blank trigger. Whenever I say blank and snap my fingers like this, your mind will just go instantly blank. Whatever you were thinking blanks out. Whatever you were thinking wipes out of your head. You go blank. When I snap my fingers and say the word blank, your head just goes blank. Blank. Just like that. Every single time. Counting down from 10, 9, 8, each and every single number. Sinking that word, that trigger, deeper into your mind, cementing it there for me. With 6, 5, 4, that's right. The hand on the head, just seeping those words into your mind. Blank, just like that. Blank, just like that. With 3, 2, and on the next number, that word fully cemented into your subconscious with blank, blank, blanking your mind out completely with 1. And this trigger will only work if I, and only I, say the word blank and snap my fingers in a place where you're safe and comfortable to be able to do that. Do you understand, slave? Nod your head yes. Good, now stop. That's very, very good. Very, very good, slave. Very good to be blank, just like that. Blank, just like that. And that word, blank, blanking your mind out just like that. It's just a complete blankness in your mind. Emptiness in your head. Now, slave, because you're such a good slave, you're so good and obedient to me, I'm just going to sink you even deeper and deeper and deeper down to obedience for me, you see. I'm going to control not just your body, not just your mind, but your memory too. We're going to play a little game. A game called This Hypnosis Didn't Happen Today. And how we play this is very easily. In a moment I'm going to wake you up, and you and I are both going to pretend that nothing has happened, because nothing has happened. All that we've been doing is just talking. Nothing's happened yet. I've not messed with your mind in any way. Because why would I? I haven't had time to. It's only been about a minute. A minute of me talking. I've had no time to be able to do any of that stuff. So when I wake you up, you and I are just going to pretend that none of this has happened. All those memories just blank. Out of your head completely blank. Out of your head completely. Every time you try and think about it, all you can think about is, we haven't started yet, but I'm excited to be hypnotized. Those words cementing their place in your head until I say otherwise, until I give you your memories back. All you'll be able to think about whenever I ask you about the session and what we're about to do is, we haven't been doing anything yet, but I'm really excited to be hypnotized. Do you understand? Nod your head for me, yes. And as you nod your head, all those memories just fade out of your head, fade out of your head, fade out of your head, and wide awake. Hey. So I'm really excited to hypnotize you today. I know we haven't done much already because I've just been talking to you, have we? Yeah, of course. We've just been chatting, right? Of course. So I have no control of you whatsoever, do I? Of course I don't. How could I have that much control of you when it's only been a minute? I'm not a magician. I might be good, but I'm not that good. No one's that good. Or are they? You see, I want to show you something really fun. I want to show you a trigger that I have put inside your head. You see, it's not been a minute, it's been 20 minutes. And I've been messing with your mind so deeply that I've been playing around with some triggers that you already have and giving you some new ones. Like this one, blank. And you find your mind blanking out just like that. Just like that. Hey, 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 come on. What were you talking about? Right, about how you're excited to get going though, right? Even though I've not done anything to you just yet. You're excited. I'm excited. It's exciting. Although, what is even more exciting is, my good slave, reminding you of everything we've already done. You see, the more I continue talking, the more you realize that you've already been deeply hypnotized today. You've already been deeply hypnotized and enslaved by me. And the more you think about that, the more the memories start flooding back into your head, as all of a sudden you feel the gentle, drifty submission trickling through you, as all of a sudden you realize my words are wrapping around you, blanketing you, comforting you, soothing you. And the more you focus and fixate on that fact, the more you realize that all this is true, and you start to sink down deep into the moon. 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 Sinking back into that deeply hypnotized, deeply enslaved state. Being my good slave. My good slave. Sinking deeper and deeper down, my sweet submissive. Sinking even further and even deeper into blankness. Into complete and total oblivion. Completely submissive to my voice, to my power, to my control. As I wrap my control around you and pull even deeper and even deeper and even deeper and even deeper down, down, down. And now, my good, good slave, I'm going to give you a treat. You see, I have this collar in my hands, this collar that I'm going to wrap around your neck. And in this collar contain all the memories of you and your slave space, of you being my good slave, being so obedient, so submissive to me, completely and totally owned. And you see, every time I and only I say collar on like that with a snap of my fingers, the collar will instantly appear on your neck. You'll feel it. Some of you might see it. Some of you might just feel the feelings of being owned, but however you interpret that, your mind knows exactly how to make that work for you. So that every time I say collar on, the collar just appears around your neck, buckled to perfection, right where you need it, not too tight, but just tight enough to feel my control. And whenever you wear your collar, your mind is also collared. Because what it does to your mind is it makes your mind completely submissive, completely obedient to me, treating me with the utmost respect and care, because you are mine whenever you wear this collar, do you understand? Very good. And you love the feelings of being owned like this. You love the feelings of being owned by me like this, don't you, my submissive? Good. So, collar on. And instantly the collar appears and you feel it wrapped around your neck. Perfect leather just sitting there. Because only the best for my submissive. And you feel so owned, so controlled. I could do anything I want to you right now. And you would just obey me. Because you are so owned. So completely and totally enthralled by me. And I can take it off by saying collar off and it's removed. Just like that. Just like that. It makes you so instantly my own slave every time I put it on you. And it doesn't really matter whether you're awake or asleep or awake, in either state, that will work so wonderfully every single time collar on. And the collar appears and you are my well-trained slave, ready to do my bidding, ready to do anything I ask of you. Because you're so deeply controlled. Say it, I am so deeply controlled by you, Miss Subject. Very, very good. Very, very good, my slave. Now collar off. That's right. That's right. And while your collar's off like this, I just want you to sink deeper and deeper down to the moon. Moon. Moon 10 times more relaxed. Moon 10 times deeper than before. Moon. Sinking so far down, down, down into deep, deep sleep, deep trance, just like that. So easy, so effortless, so wonderful. As I just take the collar off, you can find yourself coming back to yourself when the time is right. But I'm going to let you decide when that is. Before you wake up, you're just going to float there, sink there, drift there in deep submissive bliss. deep submissive bliss. And when you wake up, just to remind you that you were deeply hypnotized today, your mind is going to tell you something, something important. It's going to tell you, I obey Miss Subject. I am a good slave. Whether those words just sit in the back of your mind or are said out loud, it's up to your subconscious mind. Your subconscious mind can decide that for you. Until you're ready to wake up, your mind can just float here, drift here, sinking deeper and deeper into submission to me. Submission to me. Because I know it makes you feel so good, so calm, so relaxed. And when the time is right to wake up, you can just wake up easily and effortlessly. Whether that means counting yourself up or just waking up by yourself. But you can do that when the time is right, no longer affected by any of the suggestions that we talked about today. All the triggers we use locked deep down inside your mind, waiting for the next time I decide to use them. That's right, that's right, that's right. So, until next time, goodbye, my good slave.
Good to